You're ready.
I'm ready.
And I'm also ready.
Epic.
How you doing, Ben?
I'm good, Finn. How are you doing, Finn?
Yeah, you know, could be better. I had my booster jab, didn't I? So I've been feeling just rough.
A little sluggish.
Yeah, like it actually kind of messed me up. Like when I had my first two doses, I was like, do you know what? It's like I got an achy arm, but that's to be expected. Other than that, I was pretty okay. Booster jab. Next, like within hours, I had like a really bad aching arm, and I was like, fuck's sake, I just know this isn't going to be fun. Next day, I wake up with like such a sore throat. I'm like, this is bullshit. Get like a small cough. I'm like, oh no, I just don't want to deal with it. Then I wake up this morning at like 6:30 with like a fucking really bad headache. I was sweating. I was like, fucking hell, do you know what? Can't deal with it. I mean, I can, obviously. It's good. I'm glad that, you know, I've got to have it done, don't I?
I've got to get mine. Will be available to book in the next few days, I believe.
Like the booster,
yeah, because it's 3 months after your second one, isn't it?
Yeah,
that it comes available. Because I think my mum's just booked hers, and I know I got my second jab like a week and a half after, so mine shouldn't be too long.
Get your booster done on Christmas, mate. Be a good
Happy
time.
Christmas. Yeah. Lovely.
This is our Christmas episode, Ben.
It is.
I know it doesn't seem very festive right now.
I've got a hat.
Yeah.
But it's a pain in the ass to wear.
Yeah.
Could do. No, there's a hat. Remember the hat's here.
Does it say ha or ho? Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, so this is, I mean, it's
you
be,
as a bitch asshole.
It's going to get taken off immediately. As I said, it's very warm in my room right now. So, yeah, Christmas episode, Ben. I mean, we're recording this on the 15th, so unfortunately, and we won't be able to record another one until into the new year.
Yeah.
Because of me going to fucking Manchester and Spain.
Yeah.
And that's about it, really. I mean, it would have been nice to be able to talk about Spider-Man, but...
Well, we can, kind of. I'm going to see it tomorrow.
I'm seeing it tomorrow. We're seeing it at the same time.
We are.
Yeah. 16th, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
In two different locations.
Did you see the Rotten Tomatoes?
I have not looked at any reviews.
No, I'm not looking at reviews. It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's nice.
From the critics. From the critics, 100%. Because obviously it's midnight launch.
I would argue that the audience score. I feel like that's going to be the most important. Because, I mean,
yes,
I would imagine the critics would just be like, yeah, it's a good film. Because they don't want to piss off Feige.
You know that the critics, even with like blockbuster films, like Justice League, that's a massive thing. The original one, and they shout on it.
The audience shout on it. That is true.
They are honest. They do know what they're on about. Although they differ from the audience score a lot of the time. Like their one could be really low and the audience could be really high.
Yeah.
But this, I think, like Happy Gilmore's like on an 8% rating or something, and then audience is like 96 or something like that.
Yeah, I would put it at 96 if I were to rate Happy Gilmore.
But then with the audience score is like the face value happiness from it, whereas the critic score is like analysing
how it is as a film. Yeah. So yeah, can't talk about Spider-Man. Haven't looked at anything. I've stopped using Twitter. I don't look at Instagram, and. Mm-hmm. Every time I see a Spider-Man related TikTok, I either scroll or I don't look at the comments. And that's kind of the way I'm moving forward. Luckily, we're seeing it kind of within the first couple of days.
Yes.
I would imagine after a few days, that's when like shit starts to get a bit spoilery online. Oh, God,
I think tomorrow morning is going to be the don't check things.
Yeah.
Because it comes out tonight. You'll get the diehard fans going tonight. And all these like Marvel news pages, like, follow me for Marvel facts, are going to be like, this happens.
Yeah, I genuinely... Well, the thing is, it is only a day, so I don't know if I will. You know, you can get like an extension for Google where you can block out certain things from being shown on YouTube and things. I'm tempted. Maybe I just won't use YouTube. I'll upload this and say sayonara to YouTube for until I'm back. Well, until after tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Funny thing is, though, the UK gets to see it before America. They don't see it till the 18th.
Saturday. Did you see Tom Holland's video where he's like, don't spoil it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute. Like,
that's kind of rich as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like, true.
The dude that spoils everything.
I mean, to be fair, the press junkets that he's been doing for No Way Home, he's been really good, I think. I think he's really improved on his past mistakes.
Yes. There's some leaks, obviously, and I've heard some of the leaks.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has confirmed, he's matched something up to a leak. But for someone that doesn't know any of the leaks, it's just a comment that you sort of go, oh, that's a funny comment.
Yeah, and like,
if you know what's been...
He always, I say he always, sometimes he acts a little bit sus. Like, there is a little moments where you go, ah, Tom, just rein it in just a bit. But like, generally, there was one interview where someone asked, like, oh, you know, if there was going to be a Sinister Six, who would most likely be a part of it? And then he named, like, some villains that weren't yet shown or whatever. And like, Tom Holland and Zendaya both like looked at each other and was like, that's a very good question. It's a trick question and I'm not going to answer it. And they were like, and the interviewer was like, yeah, it had to be. And I mean, it had to be approved. And they were like, oh my, what? Like, it had to be approved by who? And he was like, Marvel. Marvel, had, you know, can't ask like completely bait questions. And they were like, oh, they must trust us to not answer these questions and give shit away. But yeah, that's Spider-Man. I mean, I would love to be able to, again, as I'd love to be able to talk about, but I aren't seeing it.
We can talk about that in the new year.
In the new year, absolutely.
That's a big one.
Hawkeye's out today, which we haven't seen, but, you know, it is what it is.
Watching this after.
The other two episodes, 3 and 4, came out, where...
Yeah.
I can't remember. I can't even remember what happened in 3 now. Oh, that's... Oh, wait, is it? No.
That's... In 3 is where...
Is that where they beef Echo and...
That's where it focuses on Maya.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we get the... No, was that episode 2?
No, that had to be 3.
No, it was episode 2. It was.
What?
Because we saw Maya at the end, and then it focused on her to show her...
In episode 3, we focused on... Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Episode... 4. No, was... in episode 2.
No, it can't have been episode 2.
Oh, no, yeah, because that's when she popped up, the end of episode 2.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, so episode 3 was to focus on her...
And then 4.
And like the chase with the giant arrow.
Yeah.
Where it was the arrow and the Pym arrow. And then 4 was the, Yelena popping up.
The Christmas bit where they were like, they hung out in the apartment. And,
yes.
Fucked around. Yeah. They did the coin thing. I love that. I like reading about how like conversations in Hawkeye are like direct from the comics. I think that's sweet.
This one's really tying into the comic that, like, obviously it's based on a comic. All the series have been roughly, but this one really follows it nicely. Obviously, it's doing its own thing, but from how closely it's following, we can sort of tell what's going to come up, which is kind of nice. And I like, and all the actresses and actors in it, brilliant.
I think really so as well. Good. I mean, I really enjoy Hawkeye. I think. I saw something which was like, Hawkeye is more of a Black Widow film than Black Widow was, because of how often they reference Natasha, and I was like, yeah. To be fair, it was. I mean, I think Black Widow was a bit of a disservice to
her.
But it is what it is. Hawkeye's been really enjoyable. I love Jeremy Renner. He's lovely. Hayley Stanfield, she's great. Then
Florence Pugh now.
Florence Pugh, yeah, Yelena was shown. That was good. That was good. I liked that. It was funny because I watched it with Dan last night, and like when it got to that fight scene on the rooftop, and I was just like, you know, just give it a sec, you know. And when fucking when she first did like a black what are they called? You know the things? She like hit Maya with it.
And the widow's bite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like as soon as he saw that, he was like. Huh? And I was like, I don't know. And then it showed Yelena's face, and he was like, oh shit! And I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? Oh god, it was good. It was a good episode.
Yes, it was.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. We've today's
got two episodes left, right? So
yeah, today's and next week, and then it's done.
22nd. Okay, interesting. We were Were we wrong when we were debating?
Yeah, we said 29th or something, didn't we?
We're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Well, that's pretty much Hawkeye. I mean, it'd be, again, it's one of those things, like, because it's week in, I would like to talk about it all, but we can't, so we can only talk about episodes at a time. We recently went to Kiwi, actually.
We did.
Yeah, which is a great time. Our man, Jemmy.
Yeah, did it again.
He's done it.
Rapscallion.
That was a good event, I think.
It was a great event.
I think Kiwi actually was basically just a, it's like a, it was just a garage event that was like, it was Christmas themed, purely because
Kiwi
it was,
Christmas party.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, it was a good time. I think it's just another chance for us to shout out Andy and how he's doing quite well. And it was good fun seeing him, like, especially me. I haven't fucking seen anyone for a long time in the flesh. So it was nice to hang out. And that's all I really have to say about that. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a great night. Loud night.
Loud, yeah.
Strange definitely. Night. There's some strange people in there.
Definitely.
But yeah, good night. Great to see him again. And, well, what's the next one's probably in February, isn't it?
Oh, shit, yeah.
4x4 Formath.
I'll quickly talk about that because it's just nice. So my flatmate Dan is putting on an event in Bournemouth, which is a garage night, obviously, because Andy is going to be performing along with our man Will and Julia, which is fucking awesome. And then there's Opper Dan and someone else, maybe. Pull up the thing, the Instagram. Jemmy, Will, Julia, Opper Dan, and then I don't know the last one. Is it who you said?
Hamdi Orwell as well.
Hamdi Orwell. I don't know who they are, but the point is Bournemouth, 4x4mouth. It's actually, isn't it, 4x?
Yeah, 12th of February.
Yeah, that'll be fun. No, I think
10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's going to be big. I'm coming down. I've got time booked off already.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a good time, like, because I think it's a small enough venue to where it's, like, personal, but it's big enough to where it's, like, there'll be big vibes, you know?
And it's 4 days before my birthday.
And that is exciting.
So, just like the other night was 4 days before Neve's birthday, a little early birthday for 5 days, this will be 4 days before my 22nd.
22, Ben. Look at you go.
And I've hated all of it.
Yeah. I'm going to be 23 in January, and I don't like that. Yeah. 23 is still... the thing is, like, I say it, and it's still young, but it's just, like, 23, man. That's just...
At least you're not 25.
That's good.
Like Aaron.
Yeah, to be fair, that's a good point. I'm glad I'm not 25. And that's Kiwi, actually. I'm sorry, it seems like I'm just slowly hitting the mark. I'm gonna put it down to COVID. I feel
fine.
I've got Minecraft 1.18 down because I started a hardcore series on Twitch.
Oh yeah.
Which has been good fun. I think it's breathed a bit of life into Minecraft, you know.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, I've described it as like you've downloaded a mod for Minecraft which made the caves bigger or like made the mountains better and you're playing it and you're like, wow, this is so cool. I wish Minecraft was like this. Minecraft is like that now.
Yeah.
And it's quite nice. It is quite nice.
It's weird because this isn't a content update. No new blocks or anything. It was just generation, which is odd because it feels like more's been changed about the game than a content update.
Yeah.
Like, you remember, like, when the first part of Caves and Cliffs came out, you had tons of new stuff. Dripstone, calcite, the moss blocks, all of these different new things everywhere. The gems, the amethyst, all of this different stuff. Deep slate, tough, all of that. That's lots of stuff, but it still felt the same, just with extra bits.
Yeah.
But now you log into a world, and when you log in, and the first thing you see is this sheer cliff that goes all the way up, and then the opposite when you see like a cave going all the way down, and there's different stuff. It's so cool.
I really, like, just
I haven't done a survival yet, but just flying around and creative is nuts.
I really enjoy how water generation works now, because, like, they'll, instead of it being just a drop-off and you get, like, a straight line of water, they'll, like, block it off with a block, and you're like, ah, so there's, like, different levels of water throughout the cave.
Aquifers.
Yeah, it's cool. It makes it feel, I say grounded, it's fucking Minecraft, but, you know, like, when you look at it, you're like, ah, that makes sense, as a giant cave would be. But yeah, I've been really enjoying Minecraft Hardcore, to be honest. I think it's like the only way I can play survival, I feel, before, because it's just like there's so much fear going through me. Like everyday tasks become really scary to me. I like basically never have it be night because I'm just so frightened of dying. And mobs are relentless. It doesn't make sense. Well, I mean, of course it makes sense, but I'm just there like fucking got my shield out, my armor, and I'm still like, oh, I'm getting fucked up right now. These skeletons have 420 aim. Creepers do... Yeah, it's rough.
420 aim.
Yeah. But yeah, that's Minecraft. I think if you haven't played Minecraft in a while, you definitely should now.
Yes.
Because I think it's enough of a difference to be like, ah, yes, this is fresh. And
it's a nice change. It's a nice change. Still familiar, which is good. You don't want it to go too far from what we know and love. But it's definitely changed... for the better, I would say.
Definitely. It's like good. This is as close to Minecraft 2. You know, it's like it feels like a this is what we've been wanting.
The only thing the other day it did sort of not make me sad, but I was like, think of all the worlds we've had in the past. Now, unless we reload them back up, we're never going to get a generation like that anymore. And like all these little kooky little things that used to happen, like buggy things. It's gone, things. But
true.
It's new now, so that's cool, and I'm glad to have watched it, like been played from so early, it change all this way.
Yeah, I was saying to Dan, I was like, it has been over 10.5 years since I bought Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
10.5 years. Played it every year. I mean, I feel like we said this in the Minecraft episode. Played it every year since I was fucking 11 or 12 years old. That's insane. That's insane. I'm 22, man, and I'm still playing Minecraft, streaming it. It's great fun.
Never get old, will it?
Nah, I don't think it will. It genuinely is like Lego. Like, Lego is timeless. You can just keep... And I think Minecraft is basically the video game version of a timeless activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What are you doing for Christmas, Ben?
Well, our plans have actually changed. We were going to have the family down. But we pinned them off because it's stressful.
Fair enough.
So, I guess on paper, it depends what Boris says.
Yeah.
But as I've said to Boris, thank you for the invite to a lockdown, but fuck off, I'm doing my own thing, basically.
I don't think... If they do try and impose a lockdown, I just feel like the people have lost so much faith in the government that they won't they won't listen.
I guarantee you,
like,
that
if you've been vaccinated and you've had a booster or whatever, you've got a booster fucking booked in, and they go, yeah, we're going into lockdown over Christmas, or like even if it's in the new year, I feel like people are just gonna go, well Boris, you fucking lied about lockdown rules and you had a fucking party, you absolute cunt.
And now the ones just come out as well, like was the Labour or Conservatives, just there's like a party of a picture of them all in the kitchen. It's like, and it's the people that are supposed to be leading us and telling us how to keep safe aren't doing what they're suggesting. What the fuck?
It's disrespectful, isn't it? Because you want to be like, the leaders and whatever, the government may be like a bunch of cunts and aren't following the rules that they have put in place. But to remain safe, you still should follow the rules that they are putting in place. But then it's like, because they haven't done it, everyone's like, well, fuck you, Bojo, you twat. And I don't know.
If they can cancel our Christmas to keep us safe and then do exactly what we wanted to do anyway, then what's the point in us doing it this time? Because I can't be asked. So on that note, over Christmas, I'm having friends over. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, until they say a lockdown's happening, I'm on board with it. And the thing is, I really need a lockdown not to happen, because I'm getting a train to Manchester. If I'm not allowed to use a train, I do not want to be stuck in Bournemouth over Christmas. I think I'll kill myself. I won't. That was a joke. I will be so upset, though. I just will hate it. Oh, God. I want to go see my brother. I haven't seen him in, like, 7 months. I haven't seen my family in, like, 8 months. Some people haven't seen him in fucking way longer. It's just so annoying. I don't want to fucking go. The thing is, if I make it to Spain and then they're like, we're going on lockdown. No more flights in, thanks. Oh, man, I don't want to be stuck in Spain either. It's just, so, oh, God, it's just aggravating. It is aggravating. The government is actually...
That'll happen, though.
It will. Like, if they are going to do a lockdown, honestly, they should just wait until New Year's. They should just wait until...
Let everyone enjoy Christmas, like, period. The one period that it matters to be social.
Like, it doesn't matter, like... And this... See, it really comes across, like, we really want to break the rules. It's not. It's just, like... If we get Christmas and New Year's, and on the 1st, they're, like, from the 1st or the 2nd onwards, until with the foreseeable future... We are going to be on lockdown. You can go out and, you know, if you wear a mask, you have to go to the shops in a mask. You have to, I don't know, do all the other shit. You know, don't meet up with your mates. People would probably, they'll probably be able to deal with it, you know, because it'll be after New Year's. Then you're like, I've seen all my mates. I've had Christmas with my family and I've visited and it's nice. Going into January, I can do that. But if they even think about doing it prior to Christmas, oh, man. No one's going to fucking...
New Year's is the threshold for me. As long as it's New Year's, I'm fine.
I agree.
I want to have a New Year's this time. Last year was... Although it was fun, we had fun, like, sat on Discord and playing on the Minecraft server, like, partying and all that.
It's just...
But it's not the same. I want to be somewhere, blackout drunk, thinking I'm not going to make it home because I'm too paralytic. That's what my New Year's needs to be. I need to be face down on the curb or in someone else's bed. That is where I want to be on New Year's.
Yeah. I'm really excited for New Year's. I really hope... Again, this is the thing. Like, I hope New Year's is able to happen. Because I cannot wait to see all of our... Basically, all of our group. Dan is calling me. For fuck's sake, Dan. Hold on, boys.
Just bring your keys!
Hey, Dan.
Dan goes on a run and doesn't take his keys with him. Because Dan is a waste man. You heard it here first. Look at Finn's room. He's drying his clothes. He's got his little heater on that. Is that a radiator? With some lights drooping down. And the mystical shadows in the door, which may or may not be Dan and Finn. It could be a ghost. Who knows? But yeah. Come back, Finn. I miss you.
Do you want me to come explain myself?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my god, it's that fucking sauna. Hi, Bentley Talks. Sorry, I forgot to tell Finn I was going on a run. Made him come let me in because I don't have my key with me. So I apologise for wasting my time.
I've already explained this bit.
Mm.
Peace out.
Yeah, cheers, Dan.
Really need shit.
Why am I really... Oh, there we go. Yeah, that was Dan explaining himself. Good for him. At least he apologised.
I was entertaining fans while you left. Love you to keep that in.
I always keep it, and I always keep shit like that. Lovely. It's like whenever I stream with Luke, and I like go off to sort out my blood sugar or something, and he'll always say to himself, he's like, Finn, when you edit this, please delete this. And then he'll just continue to talk to himself. He's just like, oh, fuck's sake, oh, I left this. And then it would like cut, and he's just like, oh, fuck. And then he would go, Finn, is that you? And I won't be back. He's like, nope, guess that was...
He's going nuts.
Oh, yeah, do you know what? Actually, I'm actually really excited to see Luke and Hal. And everyone, as I said. They're coming in New Year's.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I'm
New Year's is going to be great.
Yeah, it fucking will. I don't know, man. We just really need the government to just lay off for like I was gonna say 2 weeks. That is just not quite enough. Oh yeah, it is. It's like two and a bit weeks. They just need to shut the fuck up. you know?
Or if they don't lay off, they just need to not look for people that are breaking the rules that hard.
Yeah,
if they don't search for us, then fine.
And also,
I don't care. Obviously, I don't condone breaking the rules, but I'm going to break the rules if they say
it is a case of I don't condone it, you know. I'm one of these people, because I've got a lowered immune system. I'm technically at risk. Here I am with two doses and a booster shot. And if you tell me that I can't go to Manchester to see my fucking brother, I'm going to fucking hit you in the head. I'm just going to be like, shut up, cunts. I want to go see my family, for God's sake. I don't want to be in Bournemouth the rest of my life. It's a fucking shithole here.
I'm just going to go out regardless because my nuts are big and I don't care. I'll be like, they'll be like, stay inside. I'll be like, walk out.
The problem for me is just getting to and from Spain, because I've got all the information, you know. I'm gonna have to fill in a form to fucking go to Spain. I don't need to have a PCR test because I'm double vaccinated. It's pretty sexy.
But it is water access technically, so you could swim.
I could I could like emigrate into the country, like via boat.
Osmosis. you just use osmosis to get to the UK from Spain.
Just... I just phase between Spain and UK. That'd be fucking sweet.
When you vibrate it, the natural frequency of air, you can pass through objects. Just pass through France.
Fuck France.
Fuck France. Me and the homies. Cunts.
Yeah, me and the homies.
Is that racist?
No, they aren't a race of people.
Yes, they are. The French is a race. Yeah, it is a race. I can hear the cogs going.
No, because saying you're English, we aren't a race of people. Like, is that what you'd call it? I would never call like a country's people like a race of people. I don't know what I'd call them, but I just would never have put that.
Race doesn't just mean the type of person you are. Obviously, there are races that overlap. It's like Venn diagrams. You could have French, English, but you'd have to... I don't really work with just French things, but they all overlap. You could have... there's... French is a race as a whole.
Yeah.
Then you've got... sub-races within that. You can have French Canadians, which is another sub-race. And then within those races, you have more like black people, white people, Asian people that are born into the country. It's a different type.
Race and ethnicity. No, I suppose, because it'd be ethnicity.
Ethnicity and race are slightly interchangeable.
What's the difference between race and ethnicity? God, we value your privacy. Please allow us to have cookies.
chip.
Why did some people become white? That's a very good question. Oh, there's a wall of text
for that. Because you go up, the further into the northern hemisphere you go, or southern hemisphere, the less intense sunlight is, so the lighter your skin can become.
Race is ascribed to individuals on the basis of physical traits. Ethnicity is more frequently chosen by the individual.
Yeah, so the French are generally slimy. So they're slimy people. So they're a separate race.
So someone might choose to identify themselves as Asian American, British Somali, or... oh, God, I don't want to mispronounce that. Ashkenazi Jew. Jew. I just feel like that you should... not write that, even though that might be... is that correct? I feel like you can't say that. You can't call...
Jew?
Yeah, like, technically it's not a bad thing, but it just feels a bit wrong to say.
Well, what would you say? Like, I am a... what would you say instead of Jew?
Jewish person.
That's just longer version of...
yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. It feels wrong. I really... I don't want to keep saying
That's
it.
Like, I could say I am a male, or I could say I'm a member of the male...
I think it's one of those things where it's like some people don't mind it, some people do.
I think it sounds potentially offensive because of this, what's happened and what you learn about with that particular party. Yeah,
literally, it's almost word for word. Jew is not a slur. You don't have to avoid saying it. Call me a Jew instead of a Jewish person. It's what I call myself, is what this person has said.
Just like certain people shy away from saying... this person is black because of what's happening.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
black
they would
people.
Say like, yeah, this person's like African-American.
They get it's like a nervous thing. Your brain goes, oh, I've heard bad things about this, so I'm gonna be careful about saying.
I think it's one of those things where it's like because it has been used in a negative way.
Yes,
it really comes across like everyone's using it in a negative way when you might mm-hmm. just you might simply be describing what religion they are. That's a, I mean, yeah. It makes sense.
It does.
I think for this episode, we're going to stop saying it. I feel like we've said it too much for it to.
Yeah, but we've also made it clear that it's not a bad thing.
It's not. It's not
unless
like,
you're saying it in a bad manner or saying bad yeah, things just, about a particular person.
Yeah, just don't be a dick. You know, there you go. This yeah. person is. Yeah, but
or
then you say this person is Jewish. This person is a. I don't know. I feel like in that circumstance, it does sound a bit different. This person here is Jewish. You go, all right, yeah, fair enough. You go, this person here is a Jew. And you're like, oh, hold on, you could have just said he was Jewish instead of just.
No, but that's because everyone these days knows about the past with the Jewish people, mm. what's happened to them in the past. So saying you're a Jew sounds bad.
It really does. It really does. This is such a strange conversation. But yeah, I kind of get what you mean. Doesn't H3H3, he didn't like it when Trish called him a Jew. She said it too much, and he was just like...
Yeah,
he was
she
like,
was being risky with it. She yeah. wasn't being a tactful, nice person because he knows who she is.
Yeah. That,
I wouldn't go up to someone I know is Jewish and they don't really know that way. I'm just going, you're a Jew.
Yeah, yeah, that's weird. It's it's too much.
But it shouldn't be wrong unless you're saying it negatively.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this was a strange tangent. Don't call people bad things.
Don't call people
that's
bad
the,
things.
That's the lesson here. But don't be afraid to call someone what they are. If they're a twat, tell them.
Call it, yeah.
You're a twat.
Are you saying that to me?
No.
Or is that an example?
Yeah, that's an example.
I was saying it to the French people.
You're a mug. I'm guessing the word. Nonsense. Kind of sad note. Was it last episode? I believe it was last episode, maybe the one before. I showed everyone one of my praying mantis.
I thought about that when you showed me when you put it in the group chat. I was like, is that the one he showed off literally last episode?
Yeah, I'll have to turn the volume down because of the copyright music. But now I'm going to show a video.
Poor guy.
It's dead.
Poor little guy.
Yeah, it's just sad, but at the end of the day, we can't waste it, so we made sure it went to good hands. But yeah, I've only got one left now, but that's a bit sad, but happens.
It is what it is, you know,
happens.
That's life.
Fickle things. Life is short, enjoy it. Isn't that right? Just pointing at the geckos, just staring at me right there. I mean, she couldn't kill the rest. She was very happy. She's got a little
snack.
Tasty dead meal.
Mmm.
But
we love that.
It's dead.
Is there anything else in your little notes page, Ben?
Let me check. I don't think so.
I've got to make sure I get my student finance.
I think that's it, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, look, hands in the air. This episode could have been more exciting. However, you know, this is the last chance for us to record this episode.
Yes. Finn is feeling rough. I've had very little sleep, had a migraine yesterday, and I've already been to work this morning.
Ideally, I would be able to do this while in Spain, but... The Wi-Fi there is shit. I'd have to bring my headphones and I'm not checking in a bag, so it'll be hand luggage and then I have no space for clothes. It's a whole mess of things. So
a lot of effort.
As we said, we're recording this 10 days prior to Christmas. Don't know when I'll upload it, probably between the 20th and 24th. So Merry Christmas to everyone that's listening on Spotify, on YouTube, wherever the hell you get your podcasts.
Enjoy whatever you do.
Yeah.
Enjoy spending time with family. Enjoy all the alcohol. I know I will do the same. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
And if the government tries to hold you back, say fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Bojo. That's all you gotta say. It's like a mantra, you know. But there you go, Ben.
I think there's one thing left to say.
Finally. Oh, still
visual aids.
Fair enough.
See you around.
See you around.
Oh.